Hi everybody, Andrew Gill here, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Black Rock and in Bray. Welcome to our weekly sermon where we are continuing our look at the New Testament letter of Philippians, thinking about how we can progress in our faith. During the week, Julie and I decided to organise our kitchen cupboards, and it turned out to be a bigger job than we were expecting. In a kitchen, there's always so much to clear up and to clean out. There was all my old stuff, there was all her old stuff, and there was all the new stuff that our friends and family had so generously given us as wedding gifts that all needed to be sorted out and organized and put in its proper place. And the whole time as we were doing this, I was trying to argue my case about why I needed to hold on to all my favorite coffee cups, an argument I don't think I won. But after a few hours, you both kind of looked at each other and said, that will do. That will do. We weren't exactly finished. There was still a few little bits left to do. You know, we could have cleaned it a little bit more. Some of the cupboards we didn't quite get around to, but you could just kind of close the doors and people wouldn't see. We felt it was good enough. So we just stopped, left it as it was, and went and had a cup of tea. I think sometimes when it comes to our spiritual lives, we can also say, that will do. We look at our love and our obedience and our service, and we kind of say to ourselves, it will do. It's good enough. It's not perfect. It's not where it should be. I definitely can be loving more and serving more and obeying more, but from the outside, it looks okay. I can kind of close the doors on a few things and people think it's much better than it is. And I've done enough and I'm at a level where it's okay. And we say to ourselves, it will do. I don't need to grow anymore. I don't need to progress anymore. I don't need to move forward. It will do. Today we're looking at two verses from Philippians chapter 2, where God reminds us through his word that when he looks at our spiritual lives, he says, I'm not finished yet. Paul is writing this letter to the Philippian church, and as a church, things are going pretty well for them. And Paul could have easily said, you guys are doing good, you're okay, you'll do. But no, he keeps on encouraging them to be moving forward. And so he writes in chapter 2, verses 12 to 13, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and act in order to fulfill his good purpose. And I want us just to think today about that little phrase, work out your salvation. What does it mean? Why should we work out our salvation? And how do we work out our salvation? Salvation is about the forgiveness of sins. It's about being rescued out of death and into eternal life. But what does it mean to work out your salvation? Well, firstly, let's look at what it doesn't mean. Because what Paul is not saying here is work for your salvation. Paul is not telling the Philippians that they need to earn their salvation, that they need to work really hard and be really good people, and then if they're really good enough, then they can achieve salvation for themselves. No, the Philippians have already been saved. When they heard Paul preach the gospel and when they put their faith in Christ's death and resurrection, then they received salvation. They were saved from then. So Paul is not telling them to work for their salvation. Neither is he saying to work up their salvation, as if Jesus has kind of got them started, given them like the basic package, and they need to kind of work themselves up for the rest of them. They need to kind of top up the salvation that God has already given them. He's not telling them to work up their salvation, and he's not telling them to work at their salvation. That Jesus has given them salvation, but they need to be really careful or they might lose it or it could be taken away from them. But no, it's theirs. They have it and the Spirit confirms it in their lives. So if he's not telling them to work for or up or at their salvation, what does it mean to work out your salvation? Well, essentially and simply, it means to live more like Jesus. Paul is saying, let the salvation that they have produce obedience in their life. If you're at the gym and your personal trainer tells you to work out your muscles, it doesn't mean you have to go out and find muscles. No, you already have muscles, but maybe they're a little bit weak. Maybe they need strengthening so you can become fitter and healthier. In the same way, when Paul is saying to work out your salvation, he means to put your salvation to work in your life. So it produces humility and obedience and love and service and joy and hope in your life. What Paul is talking about here is what we call sanctification, which is the process of progressing in our faith. I don't know if you've been to a hotel recently over the last few weeks or months, but one of the things that they don't do anymore is they don't have the big buffet breakfasts like they used to have. They just kind of come to your table and bring you a pre-selected amount of stuff. But I used to love being able to go into a hotel in the morning and just have this big array of food and choices, and you could just keep on helping yourself. You could take as much as you wanted, and you could just try and sample all the things that they had out. God, in his goodness and his grace, lays before us this vast array of qualities and characteristics that we can have. And we should not be satisfied with just having a small little selection of us. We can go to God and we can have love and we can have joy and we can have peace and patience, and we can have gentleness and self-control and goodness and faithfulness, and we can keep going back to God and get these things more and more in abundance. By the end of 2020, and what a year it's been, will you be obeying Jesus more than you were at the start? Will you be loving people more than you were at the start? Will you be serving others more than you were at the start? Because that's what our goal should be. Every day, we should be aiming and seeking to be more like Jesus than we were the day before. Because the truth is, we're becoming like something each day. Life is never static. We never stay the same. And this verse invites us to join in the partnership with God and in that sanctifying work that he is doing in us. Look again at verse 13. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. God is at work in you. The Holy Spirit is active in your life, changing your heart. Just let actually that sink in for a moment. God is at work in you. The God who created our universe by the power of his word. The God who brought Jesus out of the grave. That power is at work in you, redeeming and recreating you into the image of his Son. And he is inviting you to join in that work. But there are three mistakes that we can make as we think about working out our salvation. One of them is to do with effort, and two of them have to do with expectation. Because sometimes we read verses like this and we think, it's all down to me. It's all about my own effort. I've got to try really hard and I've got to work really hard at shaping myself to be like Jesus. And I got to look inward to find the strength and the ability to do that. But no, we're working because God is at work in us. We are in constant need of his grace and his power in order for that transformation to happen. Working out our salvation is the practice of humble dependence on God and of prayerfully seeking His work in our lives. It's not all down to you. The second mistake is that sometimes our expectations are too low. We kind of get to the point and we say, nothing's going to change for me anymore. I'm too old. I'm too set in my ways. Or I've just made too many mistakes and too many failures. Or these addictions and these bad habits have just been in my life for so long. God can't do anything more in my life. While it is a mistake to overestimate yourself, it's an even worse mistake to underestimate what God can do in a life. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter how much there is to do in your life, God looks at you and He says, I'm not finished yet. I've still got work to do in you today. And the third mistake we can make is that sometimes our expectations are too high, or more like we think it's going to happen quicker than it actually is. Because we think it's all going to happen in an instant. We become a Christian and bam, our life changes perfectly instantaneously. But the truth is it takes a long time. And it's messy because sometimes we have spiritual successes, but then also spiritual failures. When you look at stories of people in the Bible, it's full of ups and downs, but yet through it all, there is growth and positive change. I don't normally quote from the Westminster Confession of Faith too often in sermons, but the way they describe this is something I just love the way they phrase this. And it says that there remains a continual and irreconcilable war in every part between the flesh and the spirit against the flesh. In which war, although the remaining corruption for a time may much prevail, yet through the continual supply of strength from the sanctifying Spirit of Christ, the regenerate part does overcome. And so the saints grow in grace, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. What this ancient confession is saying is that there is a war going on in us between the sinful nature and the Spirit of God. And there are times it may look like our old self is prevailing, but in the end, God will win. And He will finish the work that He has started in our lives. The times when you feel you're not growing at all may actually be the times that you are growing the most. Just not in the ways that you think or expect. Because just like my kitchen cupboards, the sanctifying work in your life is bigger than you realize. God's got a lot that He needs to clear out, and He's got a lot that He needs to clean up. And we're trying to hold on to certain things, but He is patiently helping us to give up those old parts of our life that we're holding on to. He is healing our hearts. He is showing us that His ways are better. God is at work in your life. As you watch or listen to this today, the Holy Spirit is at work. And He wants you to know that He is not finished with you yet. So continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you. Let us pray. Father God, we thank You for the salvation You have given us through our faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, help us to work out our salvation and increase our obedience, love, and service. Continue Your sanctifying work in our lives until it is completed on the day of Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Amen. Thanks for listening to this audio sermon. For more resources, please visit our website, www.standrewschurchathome.com.